All right, call to order, Highlight Rural Fire District. Reminder to the public that meetings are being recorded. Is there any public comment on any matters not included in the agenda? None? Okay. Anything to pull, or do I have an approval for Highlight Consent Agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yeah.
Justin?
Yes.
Pete?
Yep.
Volunteer Association. Hi, Poppy.
What's up? I just want somebody to love me.
Good evening. The volunteers have been very busy over the last couple weeks, which has been really exciting. We hosted Night of Santa this last Wednesday. It was a little light with turnout, but still had a really good time. Probably about 80 kids or so come. Tipping for Santa, frosted cookies, we had popcorn this year, which was a good little addition. So it was a great time. I think the community members enjoyed it, and all of the volunteers had a good time, too. Volunteer Association has recently redone the gym. I don't know if any of you guys saw the gym previously, but it was definitely in need of a little revamp. So Kate O'Brien spent a ton of time. We ordered new equipment. We painted the walls. We reorganized it to be a little bit more efficient for group station workouts. And it's made a big difference. We've worked out in it the last couple days since we've been on shift, and it's been really good. And so thanks, O'Brien, for doing that. But it'll make a big difference for all the volunteers.
He doesn't look any more swole.
He's been working on it, so he hasn't got a chance to get in there.
What are you doing?
It's coming to our next meeting. Just wait.
Just a second.
Yeah. Let's do it.
O'Brien also is working. We got some new merchandise. O'Brien's modeling one of the hats that we got. We also got winter beanies. We gave these to all the volunteers, kind of as a thank you for their hard work this year, helping with our various events, pancake breakfast, wildland barbecue, and now the Night with Santa. So everyone's enjoying those. We had a new resident come in out of group class. Been really enjoying working with the firefighters. They're a really good group, and we'll look forward to working with them more next year too as they move into the station.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, she's been more productive than we have.
Discussion and decision, signing contract with Jenny Larash.
So you guys have a copy of the contract that we have made up. Between Highlight and Jenny. As far as the language goes,
I'm a Benjamin.
It's kind of boilerplate stuff if you look under compensation. So in comparison, she's going to charge us a flat rate of $1,250 per month. And just as a reminder, comparison to Pinion, we were paying $2,750 a month. So it's nearly a 50% savings in this row. And then in the back, attachment A is kind of the scope and duties that working with Cheryl, we kind of lined out everything we felt we needed from a bookkeeping standpoint to maintain what we've been doing with Pinion and hopefully improve us a little bit also.
So she's going to have access to our iPads or whatever and bill off of that, or?
She will have access into our QuickBooks account, which is our accounting software. And she will kind of, as our previous accountant did, enter in our invoices, working with Cheryl on receiving those, and then process our payroll as well from that.
So we'll be able to take advantage of the same kind of scanning technology that you've been using then?
The RightWorks platform, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the QuickBooks is a little more unique. We already purchased that, so she'll be able to transfer it over from Pinion.
Mm-hmm. And so we'll just maintain that subscription then.
Mm-hmm. Last month, we talked about whether or not she would do anything with our audit. Do you want anything in that in our annual duties, or see that?
There is general duties. is work on projects such as the audit.
Oh,
and
I see.
Then there is assist in mitigation and elimination of audit findings and general duties under B.
Okay. Perfect. So, but will the price be higher during the audit times? Or?
She hasn't indicated. We did work with Walt. We did include in the compensation if we feel we've exceeded work in attachment A, she will bill us at $85 an hour on top of that.
Yeah, as an example, if we had something that we asked her to do that was beyond out of scope, out of the defined scope, you know, we requested a spreadsheet doing cool. some sort of analysis that would be outside of scope, and cool. that would be the rate that she'd charge to bring that to fruition.
Okay. Any other board discussion?
Move to approve.
Okay. Any public comment on the motion? Okay.
Second.
Yeah.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yeah.
Justin?
Yes.
Pete?
Yep.
Discussion and decision, hiring a third party for district research.
So I sent you guys around just a draft of like purpose and you know, some questions just to frame our thinking. And I think the intent at the last meeting was just to get that on the table and see if that's something we're interested in doing. So what'd you think?
I think that you write better than I do.
A lot better than I do.
Yeah, I have kind of been mulling that, and nothing else came to my head about what should be in there. That doesn't mean it won't in a conversation or something. I thought you captured it pretty well.
There was a presentation at one of the Montana Fire Trustees meeting from a company that does this. I don't remember if it was in Washington or Oregon or whatever, and that's all they do. And they promised spectacular results.
As all consultants do.
Huh?
As all consultants do.
Yes. You want me forward to that? I can dig that out somewhere.
Sure. I think if everybody's in agreement, this is the way to go, and maybe just backing up a little bit, I think the important context, at least in my mind, of this is helping us with the inevitable mill levy campaign we're going to have to run for that new station. And again, having some third-party validations to answer some of these questions that we've been not struggling with, but not certain about, like annexation, what that really looks like. And we have a policy on request for proposals and all that kind of stuff, so I think we need to follow that. I got the name from Jason Rubisky of a guy he likes, so we'll throw those names out and put together an RFP. And I don't know if you think RFP, RFQ, whatever, how that process works. I don't view this as a very long process. Mm-hmm. I think this is like a couple of month engagement.
Yeah.
I'm less optimistic on that.
It's 6 months, but
that was a couple of years.
But not endless, and try to keep, that's why I tried to keep it really tight and focused and see what we get, and then we go from there, right?
Yeah.
What kind of budget do you think it'd be?
When I talked to Riff about it, he thought that somewhere between $35,000 and $50,000 would probably get it done, what we need, but that's just his, you know, shooting breeze.
Do we need to make a board decision on a not to exceed or anything like that, or do we want to wait and see what comes in?
Get the final proposal in.
I mean, I can take what P wrote and kind of put it into a RFP format and then have you guys review that.
What's your experience with these, Brian? Do we need to go out at the first stage with a budget, or do we come back and?
I think
we let them sort of.
I don't know that you necessarily need to list out a budget.
Because they'll hit the top end of that.
Right.
Exactly. They'll justify it. Yeah.
We can put it as a request in the RFP to include a pricing for the scope of work, and then that'll kind of give us a gauge on what people are going to long for it.
Yeah, you might get 200 grand or you might get, you just never know what someone's gonna build. So I think putting it out that we can request that this is what we're looking for, what is the cost, and then we can bring the proposals back.
Ken, why don't you send that name to Brian, Brian, and I'll send the guy that Rick suggested to you.
Yeah, I'll email it to everybody.
Yep.
And we can go from there.
But I just, yeah, it sounded like something that as a board we can't do, so.
No. Well, we could.
No, but physically we can't do it.
We'd have to give up all of our jobs.
Mentally we can't do it.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, having gone through this experience twice now of running a mill levy campaign, it is all consuming. And when we've done it before, we've just been relying on staff for the expertise, which is not a problem. I mean, when we were over in those little two stations there, it's like that's what we had to do. But through that experience, you can see the real value of having some objective data. So it's like, here's what this consultant said. And you know, they sometimes can show up at those meetings. I mean, we could make that part of their fee. If we're ready to go, they come back and talk our customers through it. So it's got some utility to it. Gets us off the hook a little bit.
I'm a little scared because at the last meeting, when you said, why aren't we looking at other alternatives with other stations? And I'm like, oh, that's so smart. What else are we missing?
Yeah.
Because that was obvious. But Mr. Chair, do we need a motion or anything on that, or can we just direct staff to get the
RFP? We've got more work to do.
Yeah, I think just staff direction.
Has anybody got any opinions on what Helena's been doing with the property tax bills that mean anything?
I don't.
I mean, supposedly they've been doing something with their property taxes. Mine did drop a couple hundred bucks, but other than that.
They raised the valuation, but lowered the rate.
Yeah, that's what I need. There.
And somebody read a book about Marie Antoinette or something and got scared.
Yeah, eating cake.
It was supposed to lower, I mean, through the Homestead Act, that's what they called it. Mm-hmm. Your primary residence, you were supposed to see a decrease, and then they were gonna, off the top of my head, I don't remember, secondary homes were supposed to get a pretty substantial increase.
Well, it depended on the value of your homestead.
Right.
If you were four times the median, state median or something, you got kicked into a higher bracket.
Yeah.
Which, in Bozeman, a lot of us do that.
I guess what I'm saying is I don't understand what Helen is doing. And
join the club.
Okay.
Okay.
I do know that the other agencies, when they tried theirs and stuff, I think their timing was so bad because everybody was so up in arms with their property tax situation. Central Valley and Bozeman. And maybe it's going to change for the better. I don't know.
Ted, replacement of radio fire station. Any updates on that?
I haven't done much in the last month on it. depending on, I'm guessing, so a flying horse who made our posters and our handouts. They did offer, if you guys were interested, they could come and do kind of like a next phase proposal of what they could offer for kind of advertising.
Seems like we ought to wait to get this process going.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought as well.
Yeah. Especially, if we change direction a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably want to get a better feel for if there's going to be any modification in course.
Right.
Okay.
We're building gyms and swimming pools for the volunteers.
The sauna.
Yeah.
Fire chief's report.
Okay.
I'm trying to beat his 27 minutes and keep it short.
You said that to begin with. We don't shut up.
I'm gonna keep this as quickly.
You were over there. Sorry.
2 minutes.
I thought he was resigning. He's gonna be Joe Public. Okay.
I don't remember what I said in my chief's report, so I'll kind of give you as I'm opening it. The fire council, and I sent you guys a letter I had drafted on behalf of the fire district as well, in regards to the county subdivision regulations. Being up for change by the county commission, this ain't the first time we've done this. Seems like it comes around every couple of years. I attended the Gallatin County Planning Board meeting on December 6th and delivered our letter from fire council and provided public comment on what the ramifications were going to be for removal. Their county commission is proposing removing the fire sprinkler option from 1 to 2 family dwellings as an option in the subdivision regulations. So I gave them comment on that. I will say that the county planning board was very receptive of that and gave direction, since they are an advisory board to the commission, on what they felt like would be an appropriate step forward is working with the fire council to really answer their questions of why they think fire sprinklers are not important, or not important enough to keep, I guess. So the commission meets on January 9th. No, I'd have to look at the date. I do plan on attending that as well. Our letter has been delivered, fire council's letter has been delivered, and giving public comment on that as well. So we'll see where the commission would like to take that. Again, to the chief's report, we're at 631 incidents at the end of November, so we're actually behind of where we have been, especially last year, but that's perfectly fine.
We're down a little bit.
47 members, our command staffing. We're still working on it. We seem to not be able to pick up any headway. As we knew it would happen, we're going to lose 2 of our volunteer captains, 1 this month, 1 next month. We did find out we're going to lose another one in February. It's just a continued struggle. But we're working on plans to address that further.
Remember, as painful as it is, it's a measure of success, of your success.
Yeah.
Because you're moving people on. I know it sucks, but...
Kevin, yep. Here.
Resident program really hasn't changed much. We're going to have some vacancies coming up just with the people that are leaving. Most of them are residents. Training's been kind of rolling as usual. We're on a break now, as we are every year through the holidays. Finished up our lieutenant training with Mac and Dahlhauser's work on that. We had 8 people go through that, so they're kind of working through the requirements. We did find out Reed Templeton, who is our recruitment retention captain, notified us that his last day with the district is going to be January 31st. Him and his wife are relocating to Indiana for an opportunity for her. Probably in January, we'll begin the hiring process on that. The shift captain position closed actually yesterday. So we're going to continue on with the hiring process of that. Given that we're now headed into holidays, probably do the next phase of interviews after the first. But hopefully have a candidate shortly after that.
Is there an opportunity to get a 2-for out of that pool?
I don't know if I can, because it's 2 separate jobs, technically.
Just wondered who's close enough.
Yeah. I'll probably have to run an advertisement for the recruitment captain. We helped Amsterdam out with the structure fire in November. The EMS operations committee now is kind of moving, chugging along. We're looking at where we can start to implement some joint billing, some joint supply ordering and training. Dahlhauser and I are luckily enough got voted back into her positions at Fire Council that nobody else wanted to do. So none of that's changed. Prado's had a couple of things going on the pipeline. We had one of our water tenders, Water Tender 6-1, was out due to an issue with the valving in the plumbing system. Prado has it up and running again, but that truck, the way everything was built in there, it's got pull handle valves. And some of those pull handles make like a 45-degree angle inside. So it's been a problem with the truck probably since it was built. But we're working on a plan for this year of how to address that. Command 6-3, still at billion. We're still on the list for repairs. Engine 6-3, Prado's been working with Hughes Fire Equipment on an electrical issue. Think we're pretty close to nailing that down. That's all warranty work since the truck is new. And then the new command unit is working its way through the build-out. Should be ready in January. Sweet.
Trustee activities?
So I've been on that, what's that called?
EMS Administrative Board.
Yeah, I've been on that EMS Administrative Board, but I cannot continue. It's in the middle of the work week. And so I've resigned from that. If any of you guys, I told them I'd ask if any of you guys want to go to that. The charge is to come up with the sort of governance structure for countywide ambulance service. Correct me, Brian, if I'm anything's wrong. And that's kind of chugging along. And it's interesting just to watch the sausage getting made and the politics of it. So I don't think if none of us serve, it's a crisis.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a spot on the board, so I mean it can be vacant. And we have nobody to fill it.
But the meetings are on Mondays at 2:00. Not every Monday though. Once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah.
Being one of the ambulance transport agencies, that kind of secures us a representation on that board.
Yeah.
If you send me the schedules, I'll see if it works, and I can at least maybe stop something bad from happening. Might not be able to improve, but
yeah.
Amen. We want positive vibes here.
Yeah, I've watched sausage get made before.
Next meeting, January 20th.
Wonderful.
Good for me.
Are you good? All right, meeting's adjourned.